Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.
Hello, Storm Watchers. This is Chip Merriweather, your faithful Storm Watch caster. Storm faced the Falcons to kick off a doubleheader in the middle of an extended road trip on Sunday night. Their previous two meetings ended up in each team winning a lopsided game. Would this game be a tightly contested match or another rout?
Hey there, Chip Merriweather. Scoot Djokovic here, returning after a bit of a hiatus. Emphasis on the atus. How are you there, Chip?
I thought you were going to say the emphasis on being high. Anyway.
Hey, I don't want to make it. It was just Eunice and I, a faithful producer, and I decided to take a little time away. Hopefully you were able to do a wonderful, wonderful job like usual.
Well, thank you. I do like to think I put on a good one-man show. Now, back to the game. Storm apparently thought hitting some home runs and giving the Falcons lots of space to also hit home runs was the right approach. Renee hit a two-run shot, and then Kevin, speaking of doing things solo, like my podcast the last couple times, Kevin hit a solo home run to give Storm three runs in the top of the first.
Hold it. Let me stop you right there. The paint man himself hit a solo home run.
He did. He hit a solo home run.
Color me shocked. Color.
I get it, yes.
That was a swatch of humor. See what I did there? Nice.
I did see what you did there. All right. Speaking of humorous, Jeff's at bat after that was quite humorous as he nearly struck out, but was very grateful when the Falcons catcher caught his probably foul pop out to the catcher, thus saving him from the humiliation that would be saved for another Storm player later in the game.
Would that not also be, so that's not a K, but a
no, if it's caught, it's a foul ball. It's a foul out. It's a catch.
This explains Jeff's behavior in the second game, which we'll get to that as a catcher.
Apparently Storm thought that pitching actually had something to do with their previous result when they almost blanked the Falcons with a score of 26-1. And so they had Jeff slated to pitch all seven innings. Only time would tell if this would be a good decision.
The cannon was ready. He was armed.
It seemed like it might not be a great decision in the first inning as the Falcons managed to load the base. Ooh. This included a play where the Falcons batter hit a pop between pitcher and first that skidded towards first that was chased by the pitcher, picked up by the first baseman seemingly before the runner got there. But the umpire said, "I'm sorry, you blocked my view, so I called him safe."
So let me get you straight. This umpire was unable to move one step to the right or to the left.
He definitely did not get himself into a good position.
Was he However, also cross-eyed?
I do not believe so.
I understand.
However, this did not hurt the Storm as they managed to get out of the inning, giving up no runs, and they took a 3-0 lead into the second inning. Storm scored four in the top of the second to take a commanding 7-0 lead, and based on the previous game, it looked like they were going to soar to another victory. However, the Falcons would score more runs in the bottom of the second than they did in their entire previous game against Storm, and it was 7-3 after two.
Sorry, Chip. I believe the time you're looking for is dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun is right. Storm kept the thunder coming in the third. They scored five runs. The inning started with a leadoff walk to Kevin. He had clearly struck fear into the Falcons' pitchers with his earlier display of power. A pair of doubles followed, and a couple singles brought up Duran with the bases loaded. Unfortunately, Storm was already plus two thanks to that earlier solo shot. But Duran made the most of the situation and doubled to score two more. The Falcons, however, were not struggling to hit either, and they put up four more runs. It was 12-7 after three.
A close game.
Nail biter.
A close game. If I had any nails left,
you'd be biting.
I would be chewing them.
Absolutely. The fourth inning saw Storm's power dwindle. They only put up two. It extended the lead. But the Falcons, who couldn't hit anything Jeff threw in the previous game, had their eyes on his balls all inning.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let's slow down. On what?
The pitches. They had eyes on the pitches.
I thought
the ball.
I thought you were referring to what Eunice and I were doing in our time off.
No. I was referring to the fact that they were either hitting everything they swung at or standing there watching balls that landed millimeters off the mat.
So what you're saying is they were both watching and hitting Jeff's balls.
They were spanking Jeff's balls. Sean watched four pitches land close to but not on the mat, and then DC spanked a ball out of the park for a mercy-inducing grand slam. At this point, it might have been prudent to reassess the schedule of having Jeff pitch the whole game, but they left Ace Al standing at second base and kept Jeff on the mound. Storm still had the lead 14-13, but the Falcons were not faltering. The fifth started with Adam trying to extend the lead all on his own with a mighty cut. Casey would have been proud.
I believe Casey also strung out. Did he not?
And so did Adam.
Oh!
But at least Adam struck out swinging and missing for a strikeout. Now, Storm would manage one run, but that wasn't very much of a cushion as the Falcons were flying. They started the inning with two solo home runs, which, you know, you're always okay giving up solo home runs in a league with a home run rule. But the Falcons just kept smacking the balls all over the park. They kept hitting and hitting and hitting, and they scored six runs.
So what you were saying is the Falcons were hitting.
Yes, they were hitting and hitting.
I just wanted to make sure.
We got to be clear that they were hitting.
They were hitting.
Scoring six runs before Storm finally managed three outs. Storm seemed to have run out of steam. They went down in order in the top of the sixth. The Falcons added two more to extend their lead to five. They wouldn't need those extra runs, though. Storm only managed one hit in the top of the seventh. It was a close game that Storm had control of, but the Falcons mounted a come-from-behind victory, smacking the ball all over the field.
Falcons came from behind, smacking
Jeff's balls. Yes, that's exactly how they came from behind, by
that's
smacking
quite
Jeff's balls.
Quite an
that, you know, they seem to be having quite a lot of fun smacking Jeff's balls.
You know, I'm going to mention that to Eunice.
Yeah, Eunice, yeah. Okay.
You know.
Well,
open to discussion.
That's it, Storm Watchers. That's it, Storm Watchers. The first game of a doubleheader ended in defeat. Would Storm rise from the ashes like a Phoenix?
It's a Phoenix. Don't say a Falcon, for God's sakes.
I know, right? Or would they suffer a double loss in the doubleheader? Stay tuned for the next edition of Stormcast.
Cast.
Storm Watch with Chip Merritt.